Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balances and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
The mask I'm currently wearing in public is not only keeping me safe from COVID-19, but keeping the ladies selling down at the market safe too.
Washing my hands frequently with soap and water is not only keeping me safe from COVID-19, but is keeping my niece safe as well, who is living with me and has an underlying health condition.
Practicing physical distancing by staying 6 feet away from other people when I'm out in public is not only keeping me safe from COVID-19, but keeping others safe at my place of worship, at the shop, and when conducting business too.
By protecting yourself, you are also protecting the people around you, and more so, the people you love. Be sure to wear your masks over your nose, mouth, and chin when in public. Wash or sanitize your hands frequently and practice 6 feet of physical distancing from others because
by protecting you, you are protecting us.
A message from the Ministry of Health with support from USAID.
In our last episode, Myrtle and Catalina discussed good food practices and the GPL PUUP and its benefits, including lower electricity bills. They spoke with Malachi and Alexis and advised them against coming home for Christmas. She still yearned to come, and Malachi promised to think about it. A very upset Kavita told Denzel that neither she nor Kimal would ever be okay again after a traumatic past experience. She begged him to remain a friend. As we return, Mala and Anil are talking on the phone.
Anil, you need to come home. I can't do this alone.
Soon, baby, soon. You know, we try and forget this coronavirus under control of it. It's serious.
But you're not a doctor, Anil. I'm more better. You should come home before you get it.
Something smell good, mommy.
Hold on, Anil.
I look good too.
Kimal, You and just come from outside?
Yes.
Well, go and wash your hands before you touch that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm supposed to be reminding big children like y'all to wash your hands before handling food. Plus, it's protection against COVID-19.
All right, Mommy, I get it.
What's going on with you and your son?
He just come from outside and was about to dig into the jerk chicken and mac and cheese without washing his hands.
You know how much people that handle food and eat without washing their hands?
And the ones especially who don't even wash their hands after they go to the toilet.
Yes, and when you think about it, you would even be more skeptical about who you eat from.
Well, there's the reason Boston restaurant on the fire right now.
Wait, people still boycotting them because of Coretta?
Yep, I feel so bad for Dino.
Well, it's just a reminder that we all should be careful with the food and where we eat.
And even at home, look how Kima got to put his dirty hands in my chicken just now.
I'll wash now, Mommy.
Don't do it again, Kimal. Make sure that you always wash your hands before you have anything to do with food.
I know, Mommy. That's basic information. Anyway, I will eat this in my room.
I said don't want any eating in y'all rooms.
I won't drop anything on the floor. I promise.
Hiya.
Like Kimal stressing you out now?
I know something going on with he. But I'll try to find out as well. He ain't talking.
You just gotta keep trying, babes. But sometimes when you push too hard, they don't open up.
I know.
So, how is Madame Kavita?
So far for today, me get no problem with she.
Alright, good.
Anyway, when you really coming home, Anil?
Girl, I tell you about the coronavirus situation up here. You know the got people who supposed to be in quarantine, lying up on the streets?
What?
I tell you about my friend John, right? That man ain't listening to nobody. I give him 2 masks, and he wear not one. He believe that drinking high wine straight could cure him from any disease. And plenty of these miners, like they believe the same thing.
Who in here gon' feel?
But still, Marlo, if we don't get this thing under control, it's bad for all of we. Because it gon' keep on spreading.
That is why I want you to come home, baby. I too frightened for you.
I know. Soon, baby, soon. I promise you, it ain't gon' be too long.
James! James!
What? Everything okay?
I saw another cockroach just now.
Wait, man, it's where these things crawling out from.
James, I'm about to lose my mind. First, I see a cockroach. And if I see a mouse, then is when I will completely lose my mind.
Listen, I'll set some roach powder and rat poison.
I don't want those things anywhere near my food. Mice especially carry diseases. And when they get into your food, it's the worst.
All right, don't panic. We've only seen cockroaches.
Yeah. But I don't want to see any of them. That's why I'm telling you to wipe down the place if you're the last one in the kitchen at night. We have to take all safety measures when it comes to protecting our food. And furthermore, we need to be sanitizing more often than before.
Look, why don't you go relax and let me finish off the cooking?
Really?
Yes, dear. Let me give you a little ease.
Thank you. Please wash your hands.
Of course, my dear.
I will just go and sit on the veranda and take some fresh air. I will lose my mind if I see another roach.
Wait a minute. Is another one over there? Let me get rid of this one quick.
James!
You're eating again, Kimal?
Why you don't mind your own business, Kavita? It's talk you like that.
I'm just concerned for you. What you are doing is not right.
And what you doing is right? Running around with a 20-year-old guy sneaking out and meeting him?
You know Denzel and I are just friends.
Yeah, right.
I know you're still upset that I told him, but I had to get it off my chest.
You didn't have to say anything. Just like how I know to keep my mouth shut, you should learn to do the same.
You're not allowed to tell me how I should feel, Kimal. How dare you?
You see, this is the thing I can't take with you. It's always you, never considering other people's feelings.
Look, get out my face. I would never allow you or any other man to tell me how I should act or feel.
Keep pushing me. Keep pushing me, Kavita.
You're taking out your anger on the wrong person. I wasn't the one who hurt you.
Same way you treat mommy like crap. You got some face to tell me what.
Look, just shut up.
Kavita, is what you're really doing, girl?
I'm sorry it missed you. What are you going to do? Knock me?
I hate you so much for what you did.
And I hate you too, jerk.
Hello. What's going on in here? You sister sleeping.
Whatever, man. I'm out.
Kimal, where are you going? Kavita, is what you do for provoke your brother?
Why it got to be that I did something? Oh yes, I forgot. Your golden boy can't do no wrong.
I don't mean it like that, Kavita. It's just that...
Don't talk to me.
Hi.
recommend counselors who can work with them?
June, it's like I don't know what else to do. First, it was Jessica Vito. Now something going on with Kimon.
Just make up your mind about the counseling. You can't just keep talking about it and not taking action.
I don't know if they can want participate.
Counseling will be via telephone anyway, because we're still dealing with COVID.
But they could hang up.
We have to at least give it a shot.
Yeah.
You never know. They might surprise you and open up to the counselor.
Okay.
I'm here whenever you're ready.
Thank you so much, Nurse June. I really appreciate it.
Honey.
Call me when you're ready, Mala. Hopefully sooner than later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Lunch is ready.
I'm coming, James.
It's quite cool out here.
You notice since we got a GPL power utility upgrade, it has given the entire street a little lift?
You mean the new poles they planted?
Yes. And even the new meters on the post.
Well, I guess the upgrade is not just about upgrading the distribution network and stringing new conductors. In a way, it's helping to beautify the place.
It just makes everything look better in my eyes.
And I agree.
Now, each of us has a responsibility to watch out for the few people who might want to do mischief.
Like what?
You know, some people would try to climb up the poles to do their own thing.
They will do that to their own detriment.
I figured it would be very difficult to steal lights now with these upgrades.
Well, I don't think anybody should try to steal electricity now. Not when you could end up in jail.
You're right.
And with these new upgrades, once people conserve and monitor what they're using, they will see a reduced cost.
We're already benefiting. Plus, I ensure I always plug out any appliance I'm not using.
Look, using energy-saving appliances and conserving help to reduce our light bill.
James, the electrician I sent over to Mom, says our internal wiring is up to standard.
With this power upgrade, we might even see less electrical fires because of the illegal connections that some people hook up.
The future is looking bright.
Indeed. Well, come inside and let's have lunch, my dear.
So, James, you're meeting him soon.
Yes, we have made arrangements to meet.
Y'all should meet at the lab to do the DNA test right away.
June, the least I could do is talk with the young man.
All I'm thinking about is what if that boy turns out to be your son?
Well, I mean, he's grown already.
And his mother never told you anything about him possibly being your child?
Look, she was with the other fellow and...
How long was your affair with this woman, James?
A couple of months, I guess. I can't remember every detail.
You know, if he turns out to be your son and people find out, I will be the laughing stock in this village again. I could just imagine what mommy would say.
You know, I was a different man back then.
I mean, it's bad enough you have a son with Candace. Now another one? Two outside children during our marriage?
I'm sorry, baby.
James, you better hope that is not your son. Because I honestly don't want to deal with that.
Kavita, you see Kimal?
Why don't you check the shed in the backyard? I have a feeling he might be hiding out in there.
In the shed? Why would he be in there? It's nothing but old stuff Anil got in there.
I don't know. Just a feeling.
All right, let me go check. In the meantime, Kavita, you could walk me in out a little for me?
Yeah, sure. I'll take her to the end of the street and back.
Good. Make sure you put on your mask.
Yes, of course. Duh.
Thank you.
Whatever.
Yeah, boy. This thing's strong. Kavita is so annoying, bro. I'm still upset with you for being her boyfriend, though. What kind of bro code is the one you trouble with me, sister buddy? Look, just leave her alone, alright? Y'all didn't see each other for how long now? More than a month. To tell you the truth, I really think she'll move on, bro. She always hung around with this guy in the village here.
Kimal? Kimal, you in there?
Oh, shoot.
Kimal?
Hey, mommy.
Kimal, where's the... Is one really smelling? What you doing?
Mommy is not a mom.
Kimal, you smoking?
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundi.
Marundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, the Small Business Bureau, and the Ministry of Health, with support from USAID.